Welcome to the ASVAB Domination Podcast by Gaminol Tutors. I'm your host, Mickey Gaminol, and today I will be covering all sorts of things that are ASVAB related. If you have an ASVAB coming up, or if you just want to prepare for any standardized test that's high stakes, this show was made for you. Let's get you the best possible score so that you can open the most doors and make the most informed decision with what to do with your future. Hope you enjoy the show, and I'll see you guys on the other side. What's up, guys? Mickey Gaminol here, and I am back with another podcast episode. Today, I'm talking about something else that's been going on in my life with the National Guard. I am going through what is called an interstate transfer. So what that means is I am switching states. I've been with the Nevada Guard now since 2019, and so that's 4 years. I've lived in Vegas since 2008, so that's a lot longer. I'm really excited to move to Northern California to be closer to my in-laws and start raising my family with that familial support. But there was the issue of 2 years remaining on my Guard contract, so I need to be in the Army for the next 2 years. And so the way to switch states is what's called an IST, an interstate transfer. And you can do this if you're in the Guard or Reserve. Some key things about this is the concept of an interstate transfer is what allows Army National Guard or Reservists to transfer from one state to another while maintaining their military service. For me as an officer, I had to reach out to a few different people. I need to have a leaving unit and a receiving unit, and both of those hierarchies need to be on the same page. So I'm going from a quartermaster unit to another quartermaster unit. I'm excited for the transfer, but I have had to talk to quite a few different people to make this goal a reality, which is similar to stuff we've covered in the podcast earlier. So like the student loan repayment program, you do need to talk to a lot of people to make the things in the military work for you. So just keep that in mind. So there are some eligibility requirements for interstate transfer. Some things to keep in mind are gonna be time in service, unit availability, and specific process for initiating the transfer. So enlisted is going to be a completely different process than officer side. So with the officer side, there's an officer strength manager, there's a couple different recruiters involved. With the enlisted side, I believe it's a little bit easier, but if anybody has an opinion about that, I'd love to interview you and ask you about it. So some reasons to IST, you can think of a lot of different reasons. If you've ever moved states, there's a million different reasons. You can move for cost of living, you can move for better weather, you can move for a job. As a reserve and National Guard, your main income usually isn't the reserves or guard. So if you get a better job and you need to move, the Army does have some things in place that can help you with that. So that's really important to keep in mind. Some challenges are going to be actually moving. I know for me, we haven't found a place in California yet, but we are actively looking. So we're pretty excited to make that happen. And then there are differences in unit culture, training schedules, and administrative differences between the states. So you may have to pass through a bunch of different gatekeepers before you get to your new commander or your new readiness NCO and all those different people. So just be ready for that. You know, you may have to stay on top of it for a long time. I know personally, when I joined the Guard here in Nevada, I was calling my recruiter almost daily, but definitely weekly, because I knew that I was not an easy recruit. I was somebody with a lot more medical history, a lot more education history, and just, you know, it wasn't just like I was fresh out of high school. So it took more work for me to get into the military. And this is true for somebody who's an IST. You're kind of an exception, right? Not a lot of people switch states. The majority of people are going to continue to finish out their contracts in whatever state they started them in. So you have to be on top of it. You have to be advocating for yourself. Some benefits of IST, I would say the thing I look forward to most is kind of reinventing myself as a platoon leader who actually knows what he's doing. Here in Nevada, I did okay, But there were a lot of mistakes that I'd made that I've already learned from. So when I go into California, I think I'll be much more squared away. I'm gonna know what a 5988 is. I'm gonna know about the different types of vehicles. I'm gonna know how things are entered into G Army and how to do inventories and all that cool administrative stuff. I'm gonna be ready for it. So I'm really excited to kind of hit the ground running in a new unit, which is really how you want to come in anyway. So I'm stoked about that. Definitely reach out to those people who have helped you in your previous unit as well. Be sure to appreciate them when you're leaving. And if you're looking to move, definitely try to put your best foot forward. Stay in contact with your chain of command and let them know how that transition's going. So, enjoy your time in the military. For everybody who's doing an interstate transfer, best of luck to you. For everybody who's staying in the same unit, best of luck to you. So, remember to be kind to yourself and treat yourself as a learner. We'll get right back to some ASVAB stuff again here in a little bit, but I just wanted to talk about people who are switching states. So, thanks so much, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Hey, for those of you who don't know, the ASVAB is a responsive test. And what that means is for every question that you go through, whether you get the answer right or wrong, the question that follows is either going to be harder or easier based on your skill level. The reason they do this is if you start getting a lot right, they want to see just how good you are at math. So it's going to give you harder and harder questions. And if you just got one wrong, it's going to give you easier questions to see just how bad you are at math. So if you've ever been taking the ASVAB and you've seen a question that you don't know how to answer or you have no idea what it means, it probably means that you were getting some right answers and now you're at a point where you don't know how to answer anymore because now this is the skill level that you're not at yet. And so what I've done is I've gone ahead and created the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic. This crash course goes over 11 sections of math and shows you kind of what the hardest questions will look like. And then I break it down into simple and easy to understand steps so that if you see one of these hard questions on your test, you'll know two things. One, you'll know that you're killing it and you're doing really, really well because they wouldn't ask you hard questions if you weren't doing well. And two, you'll actually know how to get those right. And so that it's going to continue to give you hard questions, which is going to just throw your score through the roof. And this, of course, is going to result in a better MOS, a better bonus, a better career, and a better 6-year contract or 3-year contract overall. So if you'd like to give this course a try, I've created a coupon code for you. The coupon code is GAMONAL, GAMONAL. And you can do that for $53 off. Just go to gamonaltutors.com, GAMONALTUTORS.com, and you can register for that course right there. Use coupon code GAMONAL and let me know what you think. I'm excited. I've seen this course help a lot of people on the ASVAB, and I'm excited to hear your story of how it helped you. So don't hesitate to reach out if you have any questions, but the ASVAB course, the ASVAB crash course for the math phobic can be found at gaminoltutors.com and use coupon code GAMINOL for $53 off. Thanks, and can't wait to hear your story.